feels like they can stand up about their mother that really, you know, depicts the beauty of the woman or the hard times they went through or the good or whatever. You just sit still like that you can't ever get it just right. So I put it off for you. I would start it and then finish it. And then finally I decided that I could write one about the two of us and maybe I could do that. And I guess the reason that part of the reason that it meant so much to me to get something down was things were always said about my father, because he was a Baptist minister, but they never said very much about my mother. And she actually saved my life. And when I was 3 months old, I was given up to die. And she carried me off of the mountain, down to the train station, to the next little town, and said, my baby won't want to eat pet milk or anything. It's dying. What can you do? It was a baby doctor she had heard about. Our local doctor said, you couldn't do anything. And she saved my life by doing that, because the only thing the doctor could suggest was to feed me crackers. And I don't know how she got them down me, but many of you may have heard Dan Domensky's Carry Me Across the Mountain song. Yeah, it was written after I told him the story. So it's called Mama's Feet.